It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News, a News Buzz edition. As we finish up here, let's finish up with the weather. It's a harsh winter. That's not news, of course. We're just waiting for it to sort of turn to spring, aren't we? It's stretched state and community budgets for clearing Iowa's roads. But what about the financial toll it's taken on our airports? More than 80,000 flights have been canceled by the nation's airlines due to this bitter winter with its cold, its ice, its snow that's gripped much of the nation. Let's get the picture of the extra headaches for one Iowa airport by talking to Tim Bradshaw, airport director at the Eastern Iowa Airport, just north of Cedar Rapids. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Or just south of Cedar Rapids, I should say. Sorry. How many snows have you had to deal with this year?
Well, we track these snow events, as we call them, and tomorrow we'll make our 27th snow event.
Okay, and that means anywhere from a dusting to some ice all the way up to a half a foot of snow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what has it cost this year compared to other recent years?
Well, in this fiscal year, we've spent close to $110,000 in de-icing materials. You know, we can't use salt because it's very highly corrosive to airplanes, but we use a potassium acetate. We've spent about $60,000 in labor as well. And a few repairs on equipment. We're keeping our fingers crossed that the equipment will hold up for another few weeks.
Uh-huh. So when you say de-icing equipment, if we look out of a concourse window, we see the trucks going by spraying. That is the liquid you're talking about with a salt mixture in it?
No. There's two different de-icings at airports. The airport itself, to keep the runways clear, we use a potassium acetate. We can't use salt like you find on roads. We use a potassium acetate, and we plow and we broom. And now on the airlines, you'll see the airplanes, they're usually coated with either a green or an orange substance, and that's propylene glycol. That's a different substance, and we actually have to recover that all those materials to make sure it doesn't harm the environment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when we talk about the challenges that winter poses to air travel, it's different than road travel because, of course, we want our vehicles in the air to stay in the air. So we have to make sure the ice doesn't build up on the wings, and we have to make sure the surface for landings and takeoffs is suitable, right?
That's correct. And when they de-ice the airplane, you have to take off within 20 minutes. It's an FAA rule that once you are de-iced, you have to take off soon, or you have to go back and get de-iced again.
Mm-hmm. So the extra money that you've had all totaled this year that you've had to find somewhere is how much?
Well, looking at over $150,000 so far.
Mm-hmm. Where has that money come from?
Well, we try to budget each year. We take a 5-year average and try to budget for the year, but we've blown our budget for this year, so we'll have to reduce our costs in other ways. Now, a lot of people might not understand that the airlines are responsible for the cost that the airport gets for maintenance and operations, so these costs will eventually be passed back to the airlines.
Okay, and passed back to customers, perhaps.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Has your airport served fewer passengers because of the cold, harsh winter?
Surprisingly, no, because we've had record months. We've had record months in December and January, despite the cancellations. Most of our cancellations actually come from the hub airports like Chicago, Detroit, and Minneapolis. That's where we have the most cancellations. The southern airports like Atlanta, except when they had their ice storm, Dallas and Phoenix, those we don't have as many cancellations coming out of those hubs. But, you know, our staff are native Iowans. They're used to winter storms. They know how to keep the runways clear and keep the airplanes sprayed off. So most of our cancellations come from the hubs.
Mm-hmm. Would it be safe to say, even though your passenger numbers aren't down, that you probably would have had more with a milder winter?
That's correct. That's what I think about is how many people did we miss?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's turn over to Dennis Reese, who's sitting there with our weather forecast, because you and I, Tim, our listeners, are all interested in what's coming up in the next few days. Dennis, what do we have to look forward to?
How about more snow and cold, Ben?
I know. I'll take that back to the kitchen. I'd like another order, please.
I'm serious. That's what we're...
Oh, no.
It's been the same story, I don't know, week after week after week, and nothing is going to change Today, snow 1 to 2 inches northwest of a line from Belle Plaine to Dubuque. Draw that line now, Ben. You can picture where that snow is going to be today. A wintry mix in the south. Looking ahead this weekend, more snow. 1 to 3 inches in west central, central, and east central Iowa. 3 to 5 inches this weekend in southern Iowa. Also, the bitterly cold air returns with a vengeance. Will be with us at least through Tuesday of next week. And, of course, tomorrow's March 1st.
Oh, I guess in like a lion, safe to say. Tim Bradshaw, when you hear that forecast, I'm sure you've been looking at it probably all day. What does that mean for you? You've got to prepare, make sure you've got the manpower.
Absolutely. We actually start looking at the storms ahead of time when we have a service that we tie into meteorologists, and we try to get as accurate prediction as we can so we can plan whether it's going to be a wet, heavy snow or a dry snow and where the winds are forecast.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Tim Bradshaw, Airport Director at the Eastern Iowa Airport. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Dennis, not a great forecast, unless you like very wintry weather, and I know your poodles don't. You've got a couple of poodles who are pretty shy of the harsh winter, yes.
They hate to get their paws cold.
You should have a border collie mix like mine. She loves the winter weather.
I know. Lucy's a very hardy dog.
All right. Dennis, thanks for that forecast.
Sure.
Look forward to, and please, better forecasts in the future when we do our news buzz, please.
We'll try.
Okay, thanks. River to River is produced by Emily Woodbury, Sarah Bowden, and Ben Stanton. Technical support from Dennis, of course, and others here at Iowa Public Radio. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. Our theme music written and performed by the River Monks. On Monday, Clay Masters will be in my chair. Well, actually, not in my chair. He's at the state capitol to deliver a live conversation from our state's capitol. That's on Monday. I'll be back on Tuesday. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.